Hi, this is May.
And I'm Joy.
Welcome to the QWERTY Writing Life podcast, where we have candid chats about our creative lives.
May and I are friends, writers, and creatives who want to share our endeavors out loud.
On this podcast, we're here to encourage each other, and you too.
And share tools we've discovered or made up.
So you can follow your passions with a little support. So grab your tea.
Or your coffee.
And let's get started. Let's do it. So, hey, everybody.
Hello.
we are going to chat about some creative trophies this week. So just to heighten the suspense, first, we're going to talk about our creative weeks. So, Joy, how was your week?
It was great. I actually got to create a little graphic to showcase my book's blurb, because I was hoping that this weekend when I go to a conference, I would have some copies of my book in hand to showcase, but it didn't quite happen. So instead, I made a little graphic, has the book's blurb on it, and I framed it in a cute little frame, and that'll go on my display. So I'm super excited.
That is such a great idea. Good job, you.
Thanks. So what about you?
Oh, this week I did some revision this week, which was a lot of fun. But it's a secret project that I can't tell you about right now, though I want to. I want to tell you everything. But I can tell Joy, but I can't tell you other QWERTYs. So sorry about that. And I'm sorry about all the suspense. And I don't normally like to tease things like that. But you asked me how my week was, and that was what it was about. But I also am, about 4 hours into an audiobook for a book called Save the Cat by Blake Snyder. And guys, why have I never read this book? It's really great. And I love it. In fact, I've already decided that I'm going to buy a tangible copy so I can see the words too. I feel like I'm missing a lot of really good stuff, like not retaining a lot of really good stuff. So I will definitely be buying this book. And I've also seen that it has a Save the Cat novel adaption. So I might be buying that book too. We'll just have to see. But my library has this amazing audio app that I have really taken advantage of. And it's become my favorite thing. So I had my reading tablet first, changed my world, and now this audiobook app has really changed my world too. So I love it, and I love that book. And, you know, I still have about 2 hours left in it, but I'm going to go ahead and recommend it because it's already just been so wonderful.
That's great. And I've heard that from so everybody that I've heard who's been reading it has just, they're gushing about it. So I'm going to have to up that on my list. Well, this now it's time to talk about some trophies.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, it is. So Joy and I recognize that like one of the hardest parts of being a creative is comparing our outlets to other professions and feeling that we don't always have a lot to show for our commitment and our effort. So today we wanted to talk about the things that we could actually turn into trophies in our creative endeavors. And since there's not a participation ribbon or a steady paycheck or a yearly bonus or even a steady salary, we should be able to celebrate and a lot of other things and still feel confident in ourselves. And so that's why we're doing this episode. So. We broke things down a little bit into four different sections, so we'll go ahead and get started. The first most obvious one is going to be the financial rewards.
For most of us, now not everybody might be looking to write a complete book or a novel at this point. Maybe you're focused more on short fiction, maybe you're focused on poems, maybe one day you're hoping to have a collection of your poetry or something like that. But just specifically talking about actually selling books and copies of books, I think that there are different levels to what our rewards can be with selling those. So maybe your very first level is just having that copy in your hand. I think that's the first tangible thing. But then when it comes to the financial aspect, maybe selling your first copy. And that first copy could be to, like, your best friend or your mom or someone like that. So maybe that's, you know, step one, level one of this trophy. And then maybe level two is having it sell to someone you don't know. I mean, that's pretty cool. And then after that, maybe you have, like, a certain number of copies. Like, man, when I sell 50 copies, I'm going to be so excited, and I'm going to celebrate, and I'm going to have a milkshake or whatever. and then from there, you know, I think for me, like, the next step that I think of is hitting a point where I'm no longer recouping what I've put into this book. Now I'm actually really making money. That would be huge. Yeah. So I think that that's going to look different, you know, for each person. But I think it'll be something along those lines. Like, I feel like there will be several levels to that.
Yeah. And so if you've already surpassed the part where you've sold your first book to a stranger, then go ahead and set up your stages to be like that next, the next goal that you are going to strive for. Let that be a trophy. And then set up another goal and another goal. So you'll have lots of trophies on your shelf.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have the copies of books sold. And then our next one is going to be rewards for meeting the financial goals of royalties. So this is, once we're making money off of our books, what are we going to buy? And this is really cool because I actually heard one author say that for her first, she sold her first book and she bought a car with it. Like, it was a specific kind of car. Now, it was a vintage worn model. So she ended up having to, you know, from what she could afford from her first sell, she ended up having to spend more money on, like, repairing the car and turning it into something that was drivable. But it was still something that she had worked for, that she had in her mind. It was a goal. And now she has this really cool trophy car. So there's that.
That's so cool.
And then there's another author that I know who buys herself a pair of fancy shoes. There's a particular brand that I can't remember the name of off the top of my head. But every time she sells a book or finishes a book, she's a hybrid author. So she sells traditionally and she also self-publishes. So anytime she either sells or publishes a book, she buys herself a pair of fancy shoes.
Sweet.
I do want to, hopefully one day I will be able to buy my husband a, like, 1963 Bronco. Like, that's his Ooh. Kind of dream car.
Really?
So I would love to be the person who lays down that money for that. That's and hopefully it will already be drivable because neither one of us are really good with cars. So
that's so cool. I love it.
Yeah, he's so patient and kind with me. And he's just, you know, just a good man, a good husband. And I'd love to be able to show him something, to give him something back. Now, my love language is giving. It's a gift for him, but it's a trophy for me because I get to do it.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah. So another financial trophy could be actual patronage from fans. Mm-hmm. And a lot of authors and creatives are using Patreon and other platforms like that. There's another one called Ko-fi, and it's ko-fi.com. You know, maybe one day that's something in our future. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see, but I can definitely see how it could be a really boost in confidence for the creative who gets their first patron and their second patron and their 10th and 100th and 1,000th. That's got to be really satisfying.
Absolutely. You know that there are people out there who are believing in you, and that's really cool.
I think that that's more along the lines of what the unintended effect of Patreon has just been a lot of confidence for creatives because they see that people believe in them. And a lot of the times the stereotype for creatives is this kind of ostracized lone wolf kind of thing where they're the starving artist in a room that's dark and cold and
Well, sometimes.
But like that's kind of the stereotype. That's what some people think whenever they think about someone who is trying to do it as a career. But Patreon particularly just opened up this whole new world for creatives and just let them know that they weren't alone. And so beyond the money that you get, you get this community and these people who are just waiting for you to make something else. And I think that's a really cool thing.
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah, that leads really directly into our next little grouping of fans, you know, things, trophies from fans.
I didn't even try for that transition.
I know,
and it was
awesome. I didn't either.
Too,
but, I mean, we totally did. We planned that. We're so good.
Yeah. We kind of have a little bit of experience with this because when we started this podcast, which is, of course, a creative endeavor, we had some really cool comments from you guys that just let us know that we were in the right niche, that we were doing the right thing, that you guys were really happy with the conversations that we were having. So, yay!
That was our trophy. Thank you.
Thank you for giving us a trophy.
We accept this trophy on behalf of Courtney Writing Life.
I guess they really like us. I got a little weepy. I don't know about you, but I got a little weepy when these things started coming in. It really just kind of confirmed some things for us and the direction that we were going to be taking the QWERTY Writing Life. And I'm so pleased that you guys loved it. And thanks for giving us a trophy. Yay.
Thank you.
Sorry, I got too mushy.
That's okay. You're supposed to be the mushy one. I'm not always very mushy. I did tear up though, but you know, we'll keep that between us.
Yeah. Joy is like a gargoyle. She's like made of stone but can talk.
I love that.
So you've had some experience with reviews though, right?
But yeah, so I've had some really positive reviews on the anthology that I'm part of, and that's super exciting in itself, just to see that people have enjoyed what they've read, and it's just more affirmation and another trophy.
Another trophy that we thought about as far as the fans are concerned is being chosen for a book club, which would be so cool.
Yes, I love book clubs.
Absolutely. You actually, and she runs her own, so she has to love book clubs, right? If you're going to run your own book club. But yeah, just being the book that a whole bunch of people choose to read and discuss is just really phenomenal and such a really cool opportunity and a huge creative trophy.
Absolutely.
So our next one is going to be the provisional. I'm sorry. Our next one is going to be the professional attention, not provisional. The professional attention. So we've got book awards and contests on this, and since Joy won the Crux contest, let you talk about that.
Yep, second place. It was wonderful. Just affirmation once again. I know I just said that word, but. It really is. It's just affirming that, hey, yeah, you know what you're doing. You're not perfect. No one is, but you're receiving some attention. Your words are worth it. And that's super cool. Another one is being invited to work on a project, by another author, or, being asked to panel or speak or interview or any of those things. I mean, all of that kind of goes together and, you know, just having those opportunities and having someone ask you to be part of that is once again just, you know, showing that other people are noticing you and noticing your work and noticing that you are a professional in the field. So
yes, absolutely. Just handing you a little baby trophy right there.
Absolutely.
So next we're going to talk about milestones and allowing milestones to be creative trophies. So this is where maybe you're not at the level to be asked on a panel or to be chosen for a book club, but that doesn't mean that you can't have a creative trophy. So completing projects that you are working on and actually pushing finish, you know, deciding that that's done, and that's a brilliant, wonderful trophy that you can give yourself, and achieving goals. So maybe you wanted to start a podcast. And and you did it.
There you go.
Just like us. And, but I mean, I feel like that every episode that we push publish on is a little tiny trophy, or
it really
maybe
is.
More like an appreciation ribbon, but still, yeah. Very nice.
It is indeed, yes. And I feel like this is something, you know, for everyone, regardless of the stage that where you are in things. Maybe you're just starting out. Maybe it takes you a long time to write something. Maybe it doesn't take you long. You know, everybody's totally different in this, but everyone should be having goals. So I think that anytime you set a goal for yourself and you achieve that, that right there is a trophy. And it could be getting your first 100 words written. You know, there you go. Yeah. There's your first trophy. And it's going to look different for everybody. So
I love it. So another big time trophy, which is going into another type of trophy, is going to be internal rewards. And I know that just being able to say that you are a writer or you are a painter or you are an artist in general, the identity of being able to call yourself that title is a huge trophy. It took a really long time for me to be able to talk about writing in public. And here I am now. With joy on a podcast, speaking to whoever will listen.
Look at you.
I know.
Major trophy.
Yeah, milestone trophy and also internal reward because I just being able to say the thing that you feel like you were meant to be out loud is just a huge, huge deal. So the identity is a big part of that. But not hinging your identity on the reviews of others, but more being at peace and content with the way that you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
So, and I guess that goes right along with fulfillment too, right?
Yeah.
So
feeling that fulfillment in what you're doing. Yes. And then that leads to confidence and contentment. Both of those I feel like go together very well.
Mm-hmm. And especially when you're practicing, I think if you're not practicing your craft, then that probably will lead more to guilt. And we don't want guilt, right? So do the thing that will give you contentment and confidence and fulfillment and also a little creative trophy.
So,
and respect for yourself too. Let's not forget that, you know, whenever you are working and you are finishing things and sometimes you're hearing from other people that you're doing great, but maybe more so important that you hear from yourself that you're doing great and that you are respecting yourself and not degrading yourself or anything like that. And so, we are so close, guys.
We are
so close. We're going to finish this up and then give you a challenge, okay?
Yeah. So. Respect from colleagues. Like, we kind of touched on this earlier when we talked about, you know, having other authors or people in the field to ask you to be part of things, okay? So getting respect from them. Also getting respect from your family as they see you reach your goals and achieve your dreams and do these things. And then your friends as well, same thing. And then also those people who didn't believe. Because you know we all have
Those people who didn't
Especially
believe.
Those. I feel like this is like a special, super sparkly trophy.
Yeah. It's the May's passive-aggressive trophy.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yes. Let's coin that.
Because, yes.
You just showed up.
And then we also have the reactions. So when we have... the readers who tell us all about their feels. So if they've cried or if they laughed a lot or if they did a lot of laughing and crying, that's always a nice combination. And then if they maybe feel nostalgic because of your book, it's a really cool thing too. Like fan fiction and memes and like reader quotes of things that was in your book. Like, I feel like that would be a really cool trophy to have too.
Yeah.
Just these people who have taken their time out of their lives to make something else out of your words. I really like that. I really like that. Yeah.
And that extends your creativity and your works into other mediums that maybe you can't do, or they just have a different take on it too. And that's incredible. Yeah. Love it.
I love the idea that art doesn't stop with you, that it is, it filters to either your readers or your viewers or, you know, however it's your art is given to the world, that it extends from them and then they take it and make something else out of it or tell a friend about it or something like that, and how it just like domino effects into the world. And that is such a beautiful thing for me, and I really hope one day to have some fan art.
And you will. I have full confidence.
That is one of my trophies. And, you know, it's cool too. Well, something that we should also point out about trophies is that sometimes they're not necessarily anything that you can control. Like, I can't control if somebody creates fan art for me and my writings and that sort of thing. Or if someone writes a review or anything like that, it's just they show appreciation for things that you do. And I think that that's the whole idea of trophies, right? Is that you're given a trophy for a job well done. And we just sometimes need to be patted on the shoulder and say job well done as creatives. Yes. Our QWERTY challenge is what's happening next, my friend.
Yes.
What do you think we should do this week?
Okay, so I think that you guys should make a couple of lists if you don't already have these. And maybe you do, but maybe you haven't thought of them as trophies before. So have a list of trophies that you have already received. Okay, so think back. You know, maybe your trophies are, hey, you got that first draft done. That's a pretty huge trophy.
Or maybe it's just the decision to start, because sometimes that's the hardest thing.
Yes. Absolutely. So whatever it is for you, make that list. You know, what are some things that you already have, some trophies you've already gotten? And then make another list and decide what are some trophies that you would like to have. And plan it out. And like May said, now keep this in mind. Not all of those are going to be things that you're going to be able to control. So keep that in mind and don't get discouraged if you don't get those very soon or if it takes a while or if you feel like your trophies aren't coming as quickly as someone else. We're all on different tracks, but we're all going to get there, and it's all going to be great. So you just keep plugging forward, and pretty soon you're going to find yourself being able to check off a few of those trophies. And that's going to be so neat.
Yeah, it is. And tell us about it. Tell us what your trophies are. Tell us some things that you've already accomplished that you feel like was a little trophy on your shelf. And also remember, too, that these lists can be altered. Mm-hmm. So if there is something that you were striving for that maybe doesn't float your boat anymore, take it off of that list.
So, and here's the thing, too. Keep up with it. Keep up with your list. And as you build up the side that are those trophies that you've already achieved, you know, keep reading back over them, especially on the hard days. Because you know what? We all have those hard days. And when things get hard, pull out that list and remember, you know, about those. You guys have a great week.
Yes, have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening until the end.
Seriously, you're a trooper.
Do you think QWERTY writing life is the bomb?
May, you just said the bomb.
Don't you censor me.
If you think QWERTY writing life rocks ice for real,
oh my word,
please rate, review, and share us with others.
If you have questions about this week's episode or want to start a conversation, you can reach us by visiting QWERTYWritingLife.podbean.com.
We'll be back next week with more candid chats for you.